All right, good morning. I'm Kian Lee from Community Signs. I'm actually going to split my presentation with Laurie Nascimento from the California Endowment. And our presentation looks at policies, the role of foundations and policy change from a slightly different perspective. I'll be talking more about the work in Connecticut with the Connecticut Health Foundation and how it looks at integrating equity into health policies in the state. And Laurie's going to look at integrating health into all policies. So just a slight nuance there. Okay. All right. So we both don't have any personal financial relationships that we need to declare. The Connecticut Health Foundation started this work 2 years ago, really very deliberately working to integrate equity into the state's health system. And this framework it's a circular one because they really consider everything they do as a cyclical process. And so it starts from the strategies, and the four main strategies is to foster alliances and cross-sector and cross-system collaboration, to be able to generate and synthesize information that organizations can adopt and apply, and leverage relationships and other capacities to influence change, and to develop and engage elected organization, community, and other leaders in advocating for change. So those are its four main strategies, and its outcomes are things like, really in growing a stronger leadership to advocate for health equity in the state of Connecticut, to be able to coordinate and integrate physical, oral, and behavioral health services, and to ensure the optimal role of the safety net in the healthcare reform age. To be able to hold systems accountable to health equity, and then its long-term outcomes are really to ensure that there's enrollment in affordable health insurance plans, making sure that people know how to navigate the system and have access to a regular source of care. And then to increase access to care, increase the quality of care, and to ensure also the appropriate use of care. So these are sort of the overall picture of what it's trying to do, and its main target populations include people of color, low-income families, and low-income pregnant mothers. So we looked at it for a year, looking at all the grants that the foundation made, as well as its strategies in communications and policy advocacy. And within a year, what we found was that its grant efforts helped reach and educate over 6,000 people about health insurance enrollment. It really brought attention to oral health in state-level discussions, something that usually gets left out in state discussions. It helps support the development of screening protocols to ensure comprehensive services. So, for example, when someone who's homeless comes into the emergency room, intake forms are revised in such a way that their care, not just their health care, but everything else is also being considered in the process. It helped establish practices to coordinate professionals who used to work independently. So in some of the health centers, what they're able to do is provide support for the staff to actually coordinate different health professionals to come together and look at more comprehensively the needs of the people they're serving. It was at that time working on the State Innovation Model grant, and it played a really strong role in ensuring that equity, health equity, got into that grant application. It really supported the use of data to address health disparities, and especially in the legislation related to juvenile justice. The foundation, because of its strategy to ensure that information about promising practices and other kinds of evidence-based knowledge are actually generated and disseminated, I think it had inadvertently actually cultivated that culture of using data-driven decision-making among its grantees as well. And so what we heard a lot from grantees was how it used data to do all kinds of things. It established the Health Equity Solutions, which is the first of its kind in the state. And this organization, this entity, is really it's designed to actually support health equity and to promote and advocate health equity. And it supported the convening of state and national stakeholders to discuss best practices in all kinds of areas, including sort of school-based health centers and their roles. How did it do some of this work? It's very interesting to see a state foundation very intentionally taking a stand towards advocating for equity. And one of the big things it did was among its staff, it very intentionally sort of got into all these governing bodies at the state level and connected its grantees and other people that are, it's got a health fellows program as well, some of its health fellows to these entities. And so when the call for nominations went out, the foundation played a very active role in ensuring that the people they knew who supported equity and who had the knowledge to do it were situated in places where they could actually influence the discussions. So when it was working on the state innovation model, it participated, its staff participated in many of the committees that were actually shaping that grant application. And it made sure that, you know, equity got into the principles of what the state innovation model would look like. When we talked to some of the people at the state government, we definitely heard from them that the foundation played a real leadership role in this, and it was able to help with things like quickly hiring, identifying and hiring experts in different topic areas to come and inform the plan. Something which the state government folks said, you know, it's very hard for us to do as a state government because of all the protocols and bureaucracy in trying to contract somebody, but the foundation was able to offset some of that by being able to provide the support. It also participated in a lot of the boards and committees that were connected to the health exchange at the state level, including really pushing for the collection of race and ethnicity data. And again, these are more of the health equity and other kind of health-related governing bodies at the state level that it ensured that both its staff, its grantees, as well as its fellows were served on and got onto these bodies. So in the end, what we found that the State Health Foundation was really able to connect people to opportunities. The grantees really felt that the foundation was a go-to resource, not just for information, but also sort of expert information about the healthcare system. Its staff is very, very knowledgeable about healthcare policies, the healthcare system in Connecticut, and so it really became a resource for everybody and played that leadership role, different from some foundations where they just sort of fund the work. But this foundation really had that role of being an expert, bringing the expert knowledge. It was flexible in its funding, so it provided funding for all kinds of things, including building and strengthening organizational infrastructure. You know, when it created the Health Equity Solutions, it really played a role in building that organization and supporting it. It allowed for funds to be used for hiring staff and consultants. As I mentioned before, it provided expertise. And because of its ability to its support to grantees, these grantee organizations were actually able to leverage additional funding from other foundations in the state and nationally. And it was, you know, what grantees constantly said was that the foundation was very flexible and allowed for mid-course corrections. They had a lot of ongoing conversations with their program staff. They were able to use the program staff as a sounding board, etc. So that really helped in sort of creating this partnership that the foundation had with some of its grantees, and then being able to create this sort of almost a community of advocates that can then help shape the healthcare system in the state. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lori, who's going to talk about the case in California.
Thank you, Kian. Good morning. How many people are funders? Just out of curiosity. Great. Okay, so I see more of a connection now after hearing Kian's presentation about how at least some of our presentations are connected here because we're a little bit of a mixed panel. I work at the California Endowment. I'm with the Learning and Evaluation Department, and the California Endowment is a private statewide health foundation with a mission really to improve and expand access to affordable quality health care for all Californians. And we have health equity as core to and central to all of our work, I'd say. We really also embrace our Health Happens Here campaign, which highlights the fact that health doesn't happen in the doctor's office or not based solely on what decisions you make, but really health happens where you live, work, play, happens, you know, in schools with prevention and in neighborhoods. And so what we wanted to do was we worked with Meg Hargraves and Penny Foster Fishman of different organizations. There's been some transfer since we initially started this to help us develop a systems change evaluation approach. And we tested this approach with the development of a Health in All Policies case study for Los Angeles. So that's kind of the context for this. And I also wanted to mention this is part of our Building Healthy Communities 10-year plan, which is a place-based and statewide plan that goes from 2010 through 2020, so we're in the midterm right now. And so we're really interested in policy and systems change. That's the focus of our work. And so this is one way that we're using evaluation to try to understand and document some of the work that's happening. And so just before I forget at the end, I want to acknowledge the evaluation was conducted by Meg Hargraves, who is of Mathematica, now with Community Science, where CAN works, and also Penny Foster Fishman of Michigan State, and they both had others on their team do the evaluation. So I'm talking from the perspective of the funder here, but sharing the results from the evaluators. So we commissioned the systems change evaluation to pilot piloting the Health and Health Policies case study. And the case study wanted to really look at capacity building strategies that the California Endowment uses at key leverage points to support the adoption, implementation of health equity policies and programs in Los Angeles. And I'll talk about those capacity building drivers in just a minute. So the methodology evaluated our theory of change and also the approach for policy and systems change evaluation. And I'll get into these five drivers of change. So this is what I consider our prettier theory of change slide. And essentially we're looking, you know, aspirationally to have an impact on health status change. But we know that that could take decades even of time. So what we're doing is we're investing heavily in capacity building through supporting nonprofit organizations, through a lot of advocacy work and organizing. And we do that through investing in our drivers of change, which I'll talk about in a minute. We've seen already a number of wins in terms of local and then some statewide policy change. So building capacity is leading in our theory of change to policy and systems change. We have some broad categories here with the Health Happens Here campaigns and other big buckets of work that we see as leading to environmental change. And we have some outcomes here, but I'm not going to get into all that right now. And again, the focus of this is looking at some of the capacity building efforts. So these are our five drivers of change. And you can see that the first two really have to do with power. We are investing in community organizing for both youth and adults. And trying to get power acknowledged, who has power and how to support power and advocacy with the 14 communities we're working with and also with statewide advocacy groups. And the next two drivers really help to tell this story and also foster policy change. So one of the drivers is collaboration, trying to foster collaboration across sectors and policy innovation, and the other is really leveraging partnerships. So I heard some of that in Ken's presentation as well as the role that a foundation can play. And finally, we have our changing the narrative driver, where our communications department has worked really hard to develop a number of campaigns with results from polling on what resonates with people and also what a lot of our community members are interested in. And some of our campaigns, I don't know if anyone's from California, but have been do the math, looking at some of the costs that are associated with people staying in prison versus the cost for graduation and being in school. Another campaign that we're really involved in right now is Health for All, trying to get policies to support, which one it just passed recently, health care for all Californians, including undocumented Californians. So how did we do this Health and Health Policies case study? The evaluation team spent about a few months first reviewing all of the documents in the Health and Health Policies work that had emerged coming from an initial task force at the state level and then drilling down to what was going on in Los Angeles. They also visited some of the BHC, Building Healthy Communities, in Los Angeles and observed a number of the community engagement activities. They interviewed 20 key informants, including the foundation representatives who helped foster some of the communication and set up task force, as well as city and county managers, policymakers, planning experts, and outreach and enrollment staff. Outreach and planning staff, and members of some of the advocacy groups that were involved. Then they wrote a case study that initially was incredibly detailed, that sort of laid out the entire process, and then we were able to synthesize it into a smaller case study. We have some copies on the table over there if anybody's interested in seeing that. So I look at the case study findings as one, this slide really talking about a lot of the inputs that are based on what the foundation did, and then the next slide will show some of the outputs resulting from these inputs. So the endowment used several strategies to really help create and make sure that there was an adoption of this new health and wellness element to the city's comprehensive plan, including funding a health and health policies task force and some research. We also provided technical assistance workshops to local health departments. There was collaboration with city and county planners on health and health policies related projects. And one of the most important ones, I'd say, is really to convene and hold strategic meetings with some of the key stakeholders. And I heard that as well in Kim's presentation. So the role of foundations to really help convene and bring people together to talk about these issues. And finally, expanding community engagement in the health elements development. And this was done partly through some of our partnerships with some of the Building Healthy Community partners that we work with. So here, these are the ones that I consider a little bit more of our outputs. The case study identified that there were some shifts in perceptions of policymakers to the value of using health equity approaches in city planning. There was closer collaboration between the city and county planners on health equity-related land use projects. There was increased connections between government and community organizations that were working on the health and wellness element. Increased capacity to implement the health and health policies work. And then finally, greater community engagement in the project. And I actually went to the hearing that happened a few months later, and there were a number of people from the community there, and I couldn't even stay for the whole thing. There were so many people in line to talk about this and to try to voice their support for the health and health policies plan in Los Angeles. So what did we learn from all this? So again, I'm going back to the idea of we did a systems change evaluation using the health and health policies effort in Los Angeles as a pilot to test the systems change evaluation approach. And what it led to us is the foundation's role in the project's success, again, by helping to broker strategic partnerships, provide some expertise in terms of health and health policies and health equity as a thought leader to the folks that we were working with, the other key stakeholders, help build capacity both inside and outside of government, serve as a community partner for key constituencies, and a lot of those constituencies we already had relationships with because of our Building Healthy Communities work. And there are three communities in the Los Angeles area we've been working with. And then finally, just as being a strategic grant maker, leveraging public and private sources. So one of the things that we did was provide funding for someone to take on this work, because you hope that somebody can fit it into their normal work, it's really difficult, but to provide funding for an organization to really take that on, that helped also be able to connect a lot of the participants. So in terms of our next steps, we plan to continue looking at systems change evaluation approaches to not only test our drivers of change, but also to really document and understand how and what we're seeing in terms of change and what the role of the foundation is, what we can learn of what's working and what isn't working, both at the local, regional, and statewide levels. We plan to use the system change evaluation approach for at least two case studies this coming year around Affordable Care Act strategies that we've been implementing. And I left two contacts there. For any additional information or questions you have on the California Endowment, our learning and evaluation work, you can contact me. And for any information on this case study and the system change evaluation approach that Meg Hargraves and colleagues put together, I included Meg's email there. And that's it. Thank you.